The water at the Port of Long Beach is typically calm, but an ongoing struggle between transport companies and port truck drivers is making waves. Drivers feel they've been misclassified as independent contractors, even though they work 50 to 60 hours a week. Drivers contend this classification leaves them vulnerable to unfair wages. Teamsters Union representative Pablo Camacho says many truck drivers have reported having to cover operator expenses.
For example, insurance, registration on the vehicles, insurance on the vehicles, fuel for the operation of the vehicle, repairs of the vehicle.
Camacho says this has been a problem in the transport industry for years, and it's finally getting attention. He believes transport companies engage in these practices to protect their bottom lines.
They're patching the expenses, the operating expenses, onto the driver, but in reality, the driver has no stake in the company because the truck is not the driver's. The trucks are not under the driver's names. So basically, it's just a way for the company to evade paying taxes and paying unemployment insurance and just basic rights.
For truck driver Byron Monzon, this fight is not only about money and benefits, but recognition and appreciation.
We move all the stuff over here, but nobody respects over here. Nobody respects the driver. Nobody cares the driver. Nobody doing nothing to the driver. So that's why we want it.
Total Transportation Services Incorporated, known as TTSI, and Pacific Nine are two of the transport companies involved in the legal fight. TTSI refused to comment on the allegations, and Pacific Nine had no one available to comment. In the meantime, unions and truck drivers say they will continue to fight for drivers' reclassification as employees. Kevin Mallory, Annenberg Radio News.